What if I told you that you had 1 week left to live? Would you regret not pursuing your dreams, passions, and desires? Would you regret not living your life to the fullest? Would you regret not spending as much time with your family, friends, or loved ones?
99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. The center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline.
I witnessed the death of my mother, the death of my grandfather, the incarceration of my father, and still I stood. Because when I walked in those projects, I realized one thing. I realized this, that my dream never lived down there.
Death is inevitable and random, and it will eventually consume each and every single one of us, whether it's in 50 years, in 10 years, next year, or even tomorrow.
If you would get off the couch, stop playing video games, stop murmuring, stop complaining, stop going to a job you don't like, you're about to go to a whole other level in every area of your life.
Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat.
You're an unstoppable force of nature. I have a control of my own destiny. I hold the pen that writes my own story.
You don't get out of life what you want. Raise your level of consciousness. You get out of life who you are.
Self-discipline is the center of all material success.
Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in that relationship. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard! Die hard.
They can't play with us, we know. We play UIW football. Let's go!
Stay focused, stay strong.
Find out who you are. Find out what your purpose is in life.
You can either be a victim of your life or the master of it. The choice is yours.
So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you gonna kick yourself in the balls? So you gonna stop yourself from getting what you dream?
You broke in your relationships. You broke in your health. Like for real, you broke it. You broke.
You're comparing yourself to other people and you're putting yourself down, you're lowering your self-worth. You're enough.
I thought it was about time that somebody came to the world and they gave people true words. You know, not just talk to the people with the big wallets and the big purses. I'm talking about the people that have nothing. I'm talking about the people who can barely get car served and barely feed their babies. I'm talking about the mothers left alone. I'm talking about the fathers that's lost that never had a father and had a baby and still don't know how to be a father and they call the deadbeat every single day.
If you want it, then go and get it. Don't wait till everything is perfect because it's never going to be perfect.
So I need you to dig deep and rise above your current situation and circumstances because believe it or not, somebody out there needs you. So get up and get on it. Because the weak will struggle. Success is reserved for those that are the strongest.
You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
For I am.
I speak into existence that you will become whatever it is that you desire. I speak into existence that you will live out every dream.
Because you can tell people whatever you want to tell them, but people don't live their life based on what you tell them. They live it on based on who you are.
You're not going to allow your circumstances to define you.
And what do you do when a man is going 100 miles per hour and you haven't even started the engine yet? The best gifts come from the bottom. They say, well, why you want to be great? I don't want to be great for me. I want to be great so the project babies can look in the mirror and say, I am Sue.
I am no longer a sheep living in disbelief. I am amazing. I am phenomenal. I am capable of all things. And so are you.
I am the greatest. Write the idea down and shut up. You ain't got to share your idea with 50 people.
I said, this is the moment to pick yourself up and push through with determination and grit. Because of all your resiliency, commitment, hard work, perseverance, you have put yourself in a position to show the world that you got that dog. And your inner dog has no quit.
Now get up there, get outside, and go make change happen for you and your family right here, right now, today.
The thing about self-discipline is that it is necessary for everything you do in your life. You have to be self-disciplined.
Working out. Working out, you got to work out every day. You got to stay in shape. If you don't stay in shape, you die.
When I'm working out, I always do one extra rep, one extra set, because it's a promise I kept to myself.
But working out might not be a priority for every single day because you've got things going on in your business world and with your family and all that. So guess what? It's a priority for my life, so I do it in the morning before my day even starts.
If you change your mindset and really focus it on what discipline really is, you start to welcome discipline. You welcome self-discipline into your life.
And here's the biggest thing. It's a pattern. It's a pattern I keep of me. I always do a little extra. I always go the extra inch. And the quickest and easiest place to do it is the gym. Because I can always grab one more weight, one more set. And here's what it does. It shifts your identity.
The benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done.
I do it in the morning before my day even starts. So I can still handle the priorities for the day, but I got my workout done. So long term, I look up in a year and I'm not out of shape and breathing hard when I go up in the stairs because I maintain that discipline on a daily basis.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents.
You need to tell you, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more TV. No, we're working out now.
They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts.
The best gifts come from the bottom.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.
And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing, this is what I do well.
Why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself. Because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character.
You need to tell you that you owe you something.
As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
I want freedom. And for me, disciplining myself means more freedom.
It's so easy to be great nowadays because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more, is people go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. I hated going to school, so guess what? I was dumb as But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callousing my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble and you're good for nobody.
99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. The center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as food and eating, it's not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing shit that's not in our own best interest. So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you gonna kick yourself in the balls? So you gonna stop yourself from getting what you dream? And I think the word discipline has kind of gotten a bad name. We think about it in terms of punishment. I'm not talking about discipline in that way. I'm talking about discipline in the sense that you forego immediate pleasure for the exchange of long-term self-respect. I believe that self-discipline is the definition of self-love. That when you say that you love yourself, that means that you have behavior towards yourself that is loving. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
You will fail your way to greatness.
Waiting miraculously to when the calendar flips to start making your life better is silly at best and pisses me off at worst.
It is your life. Nobody else can tell you what's best for you, and only you will have to deal with the consequences.
As you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go.
When you actually decide to make a change in your life, whether about weight or job or going out with somebody or relationships, that's when you actually pull it off. It's religion, not tactics.
You should never want to hang with a person if they don't add value into your life. You should never want material stuff that don't add value into your life. You should never want to worship your other people's dream more than your dream.
This means you gotta work. This means you have to grind. You gotta grind when you do not feel like it. And this in all areas in life. School, sports, your religion. Consistency is the tunnel to greatness.
There are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it.
If you're growing up with nothing and you're growing up without, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say these words. I want you to say that I am royalty.
I speak into existence that you will understand that you are a billionaire. I changed my name to billionaire when I was broke.
You'll always be what you decide to be.
Some of you, your priorities are out of line and you're partying right now and you broke. You broke in your relationships, you broke in your health. Like for real, you broke it. You broke.
Whatever your best is going to be, whatever the best that you want it to be, you got to get up and you got to change. You gotta do something that you never thought you'd do. You gotta do something that people don't expect you to do. Stop waiting for somebody to come in there, swoop you off your feet. You gotta do it.
If you would get off the couch, stop playing video games, stop murmuring, stop complaining, stop going to a job you don't like. You're about to go to a whole other level in every area of your life. Talking about the I am.
I believe that success is measured by a person's happiness, not their achievements or their bank account.
Don't let your words guide you. Let your actions guide you. Everything you've ever wanted, everything you've ever wanted in life, it's in your idea. It's in your I am. Come on, I am.
I am.
For I am.
I am.
After you get off work, just like you invest in them, you need to invest in yourself. And the problem is simple. You're not investing in your
idea.
Write the idea down and shut up. You ain't got to share your idea with 50 people. You're watching people blow up who had an idea, and they turn that idea into a reality. And not only are they millionaires or billionaires, but they making people millionaires and billionaires. Your success is not determined on just what you say. Write the idea down and boom, get to stepping, baby. Get to the action. You don't get out of life what you want. Raise your level of consciousness. You get out of life who you are.
I am the greatest.
You will get to the end of your life and regret that you didn't try. Remember this.
After you do pursue, what does that mean? You never get to a place where you're chilling. Now your children's children will be satisfied for a marginal life and a marginal marriage. If they see their mom and dad have a marginal anything, they're going to embrace that. Why? Because you can tell people whatever you want to tell them, but people don't live their life based on what you tell them. They live it on based on who you are. This information is going to change your life forever. Like, if you've been here, this information is going to change your life. Find out who you are. Find out what your purpose is in life. Everybody got a dream. Everybody got a goal. Stop dreaming about it. Stop talking about it and get up and do something about it.
And I believe collectively as a group, we're going to kick the competition's butt because we understand how important it is to think, execute, and dominate. Suck it up! Get tough. Suck it up. Get tough. People want to have success. People want to make a lot of money, but they want it to be easy without any challenges. Do you think it was easy for me to become one of the top 450 basketball players in the world that you never heard of? The only way I made it to the NBA is I was fundamentally sound, I was mentally tough, and I never quit. And even when I wanted to quit, I had people in my life that would make sure I didn't quit. I hired and set out the top 10 motivational speakers, watched all their videos, and I watched them one by one because I understand that if I pay attention to what the best are doing, I could be the best too. I watched game film on Michael Jordan. No matter how much I watched, I couldn't do what Michael Jordan could do. I would watch Magic Johnson. I couldn't do what Magic Johnson would do, but I sat there and had these videos. I watched Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. My whole wife was scared. I was scared. I called him to my office, and I said what a husband say. I said, "Hey, we're gonna be okay." Every month the checking account is dribbling. I said, "Babe, we're gonna be okay. Let's start a motivational speaking business." I go to Jerry Sloan and I say, "Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but since we don't scrimmage, I feel like I can't show you what I can do. Golden Corral, hear me clearly. Listen to his answer, and it will unlock some mysteries as to how you become the best in the world at what you do over a long period of time. Jerry, I'm trying to make your team, but I feel like I can't show you what I can do." He says, "Walter, I already know what you can do. But if you want to make my team, I suggest you listen, follow directions, and execute." Listen, follow directions, and execute. What I didn't realize, even though we didn't scrimmage in practice, throughout practice, we did drills, and he created what I call habits and rituals. Every single day, practice was the same. Every single day, we drilled on fundamentals. Every single day, we worked on habits and rituals. So even though my mind was floating, even though I was selfish and self-centered, he was conditioning me into the culture through practice of habits and rituals. The reason why I tripled my NBA income in 3 years is because of habits and rituals. Next year, if your name didn't get called to come across the stage, I'm here to tell you they will call your name next year if you go back home and execute habits and rituals. I wanted to scrimmage for me, but Jerry Sloan was getting me ready to play for the Utah Jazz. So every day it was about habits and rituals. Having hot food is about habits and rituals. Great customer service is about habits and rituals. Being the best in the world at what you do, being a pro, is all about habits and rituals. Let me tell you something. I learned a very valuable lesson when I played for the Utah Jazz. I had a point guard on my team who's arguably the best point guard in the history of the NBA. His name is John Stockton. John Stockton would go to a chiropractor 4 times a day on game day. You know what I said to myself? I'm not doing that. It doesn't take all that. John Stockton played 19 years in the NBA. I played 3. You would have thought I'd have been smart enough to watch a Hall of Famer and just shut my mouth, hop in the car, and go with them. No! My mind said, yeah, it doesn't take all that. And I would tease him. Man, John Stockton, you OCD or something? Why are you going to a chiropractor 4 times a day? He swore by his chiropractor. That man played point guard in the NBA until he was 40 years old. And he didn't retire because he got slow. He retired because he refused to wear baggy shorts. He loved his Daisy Dukes. Every day on game day, that man would go to a chiropractor 4 times a day. And in my immature basketball mind, I would say, it doesn't take all that. I don't need to do all that. I'm an award-winning motivational speaker because now I pay attention to details. Another peak performer's truth. Peak performers are detail-oriented.
I'm not gonna sit here and tell you life is gonna be Ron Howard happy days every day. It's not gonna be that way. Matter of fact, it's probably gonna be the opposite. You see, the enemy is gonna throw everything he has in his toolbox at you. Now, he can't stop you himself, but his objective is to get you to stop you. This message is for the struggle, for all those going through trials and tribulations. People in this world are gonna fool you, disappoint you, turn their back on you. The closest around you are gonna give up on you. And when things hit the fan, everybody's gonna run. You're gonna look around and you're gonna be all alone. I'm just keeping it real with you because somebody out there needs to hear what I'm saying. This ain't a motivational video. Man, this is life. This ain't no game to me, and I know what you're going through. And I'm gonna speak life into you right now. Nothing, listen to me. Nothing can stop you. God will never leave you nor forsake you, and that is all you need. There's a power inside of you that you can only discover when you are truly alone. Just as the waves on a beach shore come in and out, people will do the same. Relationships are like music, and you should never make music with anybody who doesn't understand, appreciate, and value your lyrics. Sometimes you just gotta let these people go. You gotta know your worth. Sometimes Sometimes you just gotta let them people go. You gotta stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. Sometimes in this life, champion, you gotta remind the world just who you are. And you don't do this by telling them with your mouth. You tell them with your actions. You make your actions speak loud and proud to who you are. Don't let the world convince you that you're a nobody. You're somebody who just don't know it yet. Do you hear what I'm saying, champion? I'm speaking to the champion in you. Rise, champion.
I'm here to talk to you about you. I'm here to talk to you about compromising your life. When are you going to stop compromising your life for what everybody else wants you to do? It is your life. Stop trying to sit there and trying to impress everybody. Stop trying to be everybody's friend. Stop trying to make everybody's days. If you want to do that, then you should give out lollipops and candy. But that's not what life is made of. That's not what life's about. Your life is about taking full advantage of your happiness. And it's just that. It is your happiness. Stop compromising your life for other people. Do not let anybody tell you what, where, why you should love or like something. Just go out there and do it. Stop compromising your life for people who really don't care if you succeed or fail. And that's a fact. You have to be willing to step outside of your comfort zone, go out there and tackle obstacles, goals that you want to achieve. Not your mom, not your dad, not your girlfriend, not your brother, not your sister, not your kids. You got to do what you want. You will not be a good father, you will not be a good husband, you will not be a good wife if you are unable to love yourself. You have the same 24 hours that the billionaire has. You have the same 24 hours that the bum has. What are you going to do with your time? Enough's enough, man. I'm sick and tired of it. Stop compromising who you are for everybody else. I am no longer shy, broken, weak, because you gave me belief. You can achieve anything you want because now you believe it. I am no longer a sheep living in disbelief. Disbelief that I am not great, that I am not strong, that I am not worthy of this greatness. I am amazing. I am phenomenal. I am capable of all things. And so are you. Oftentimes we allow everyone to dictate what's valuable in our lives. It's because of you I now see the light. You're an unstoppable force of nature. I am in control of my own destiny. I hold a pen that writes my own story. I come to you vulnerable. You give me armor, make me invincible. You're no longer allowed to ask why. Why me? You now say, try me. This wisdom shall set you free. Free from the chains that hold your imagination, your greatness, captive. Anything you put in front of me, I shall break down, I shall destroy. You have the power bestowed upon you to be great. You now have no excuse not to be great, not to be amazing. You hold the gift of greatness in your heart. When adversity hits you, get back up. You're no longer weak. You're no longer misguided, shy, broken, lost, vulnerable. You are confident. You are focused. You are strong. You are invincible. Now you have the power. And this is why I come to you.
Just close your eyes until you're 29.
Everybody wants to come up with excuses. I'm this, I wasn't born that way.
I'm stuck, I'm in a rut.
I wasn't born here, this.
You can't be lost in life when you're this young.
I'm a female, I'm an immigrant, I'm a minority, I'm transgender. Excuses, reality. The problem is, nobody cares.
Your lack of patience is killing you. It's slowing you down, and everybody else. Your need of things is killing you. I need a fucking watch, I need a fucking whip. You need to be happy. Because happiness drives everything. You're not lost in life, you're just early in the process. Everybody's trying to prove something so early. You
fucking wrap your head around not giving a fuck about any advancement to your 29.
Please, whatever it takes, call your grandmother, go to your great grandfather's burial spot, go back to the old country, go to a shelter, do something that recalibrates your perspective on what is actually going on here.
Every person in here fucking won the lotto. You won.
Way too many people have made decisions without ever trying.
Everybody's judging themselves way too early. You can literally do 4 different things over the next 2 years, 6 months at a time to figure out everything that you think you might like, you should try to do.
Doing something around passion is very similar to love. You're blinded because you like it.
It's not rational.
It's not rational.
The number one reason I push patience.
Patience, man, patience. Everybody's looking up to audit themselves where they are now.
It's because patience will give you the air cover to take risks.
Time is your asset.
What I would do is gather as many experiences as possible.
The one thing a 20-year-old has over me is 20 f***ing years. Get the fuck out of the machine for a second and think about what you're doing here.
You get optimism, patience, you're f***ing off to the f***ing races.
The 99% that achieve are willing to sacrifice, be persistent, put in disproportionate work, and think in 50-year terms, not 50-day terms.
Just close your eyes until you're 29. Just close your eyes until you're 29.
How bad do you want it? Are you talking about it or you're being about it? Greatness is no joyride. Greatness is full of adversity and obstacles. How bad do you want it? How dedicated are you to achieving your greatness? Too many times we wake up in the morning and we're ungrateful for that day. We're awake, we're blessed. The world is full of negativity. We don't have to be negative on ourselves. I hear people talking about, I am unlucky, I'm unsuccessful, I am fat, I am ugly. No, you are not. Let's change our I am. It's gonna fuel our day, it's gonna fuel our life. I am successful, I am powerful, I am great, I am amazing. That's the words that have to follow our I am. It's going to fuel your life. Let's start taking it with passion. Let's start being amazing. Use your I am to change the world. If your actions are not in line with your beliefs, stop lying to yourself. There is nobody in this world that can go out there and be great for you. You gotta make a conscious decision to stop making excuses, strap up your heart, stick out your chest, and get it done. There's nobody in this world that's going to give you what you want. You're gonna have to go out there and get what you want by working hard. Being talented is not good enough. You gotta work hard, you gotta be passionate, and you gotta be grateful. Yes, I said grateful. I've failed over and over and over again, and I've risen to success because of my mindset. Your mindset can be controlled. Your attitude can be controlled by you. Nobody else can control your attitude and your mindset. If you let them, then you're allowing them to own something that belongs to you. That is your property. When you get up in the morning, don't look at your phone. Don't check your emails. Don't think about yesterday's problems, yesterday's struggles, and what obstacles you got today. Focus. Focus on the things that you have and not the things that you want. Focus on the people that love you and not the people that hate you. Focus on what and who you want to be and become. Be blessed, be grateful, and say thank you. When you wake up every single morning, I want you to wake up with a smile on your face. Doesn't matter how bad yesterday was. Doesn't matter what you got going on today. And start telling yourself what you want to be. I am rich. I am healthy. I am great. I am amazing. I am a great father. I am a great mother. Whatever you want to be, start your day off with I am. Because what follows your I am is going to shape your day, your year, and your life. I'm going to tell you something that one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, told me. If you want change in your life, you are going to have to change. You're going to have to do something different. You're not going to be able to get up and be doing the same thing over and over again and expect something different to happen, something different to change. If you keep doing that, you are insane. That is the definition of insanity. Don't be a volunteer victim. A lot of our problems in life is self-inflicted wounds. A lot of times, as we get older, we tend to conform and we stop growing, we stop building as people inside. No one wants to set goals, nobody wants to keep them. We rather do what's easy in life instead of getting a little bit uncomfortable and growing. When you're uncomfortable is when you start to grow. When you're uncomfortable is when you start to build muscles in your mind, in your body, in your soul. Gratitude is the only shortcut to success. Be grateful for what's around you. Don't take it for granted. Get up every single morning and do something that you love. For a half an hour, for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes, for an hour. Start small. I'm gonna repeat that. Success is little steps of progress. If you're moving forward, if you're moving towards your goals, towards your greatness, then you are progressing. Don't wait till the weekend. Do it now, whatever it is. You have to believe. Stop putting limitations on yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Stop letting other negative naysayers pull you into their circle of disaster. Misery loves company. That's a fact.
Sometimes your life won't turn out how you plan it. It turns out how you work for it. How you wake up and you chase that dream every single morning. It's what you give your time and your energy to that takes you to the next level. You see, I witnessed the death of my mother, the death of my grandfather, the incarceration of my father, and still I stood. Because when I walked in those projects, I realized one thing. I realized this, that my dream never lived down there. I realized that everything I ever dreamed of lives in the sky, and I must jump every single day to go reclaim what's mine. And that's royalty. You see, many of us believe that just because our father was a drug dealer and our uncle was a drug dealer, that is our life and that is our forever. But I want you to know something. That is only a lesson to show us to be something more than what they thought we can be. You see, when a family tree is dying, all you have to do is take care of the roots. And if the roots is too dead to bring the tree back alive, you plant another one. Young king and queen, I'm sorry, but we live in a generation today where you're going to have to grow up right now. You're going to have to be phenomenal in everything you do because everyone in the world is chasing greatness. And what do you do when a man is going 100 miles per hour and you haven't even started the engine yet? The best gifts come from the bottom. They say, well, why you want to be great? I don't want to be great for me. I want to be great so them project babies can look in the mirror and say, I am too. I am special. That flower grew in the same streets that I grew up in. That rose rose up through that concrete, and so can I. It's a mentality. roses can grow in the projects if you take care of the soil. It don't matter how big the house is, baby. It's the love inside of it. Take care of your community. Take care of your brothers and sisters. Hold cowards accountable for what they put in your neighborhoods. Put your crown back on your head. Let the world know your name, King and Queen. This means you gotta work. This means you have to grind when they sleep. You gotta grind when they walk. You gotta grind when you do not feel like it. And this in all areas in life, school, sports, your religion, consistency is the tunnel to greatness. Consistency will turn an ordinary man into something he never thought he can be. I want you to look in the mirror, young kings and queens, today. If you're growing up with nothing and you're growing up without, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say these words. I want you to say that I am royalty. I am more of my generational curses. I am more than my drug addict father. I am more than my incarcerated uncle. No, I'm not better than them, but I want to do better for them. I want to give our last name a legacy that will be remembered forever. That when people speak of it, people will smile automatically. See, this type of greatness I'm talking about when I die, they can't even fit another body in the church. Because what I gave the world. You see all these men standing on top of the world. You think they're special. You think they're everything. But you don't know what they did to get there, king and queen. Are you willing to sell your soul for material things? Because right now, we're losing the battle to the evil. And I'm telling you, young kings, I need you to come back. I need you to come back to the kings and queens that I know you are as great citizens. You know, young kings that walk in the room with his pants pulled up, and young queens that cover her body and only show her face because she knows she's beautiful and she loves the skin she in. You see, I want to bring us back to that. I want to eliminate the NIGGA mindset and bring the king mindset, because that's what we were born of. Royalty.
You want to know the real secret? The real secret to a happy and fulfilled life? Let me give you a hint. It's not how much money you have. It's not what car you drive, what house you live in, or what watch you wear. It's not even how many friends you have or how many people love you. It's one thing. How mentally tough your mind is. Listen, man. No matter what you do in life, you're going to get haters. You're going to get people that don't understand what you're doing, whether you're following your dreams or just going through the paces, they're going to be there, making themselves feel better about their failures and their fears by putting you down. But when it comes to your dreams, your ambitions, their opinion is none of your business. Dreaming is good. Having goals is good. But sooner or later, there comes a time when you must act. Dreams without action, that's the path to delusion. Without action, these dreams and goals will fill your life with negative emotions. Things like anxiousness, nervousness. They will fester inside you and drain your energy. I've met a lot of successful people. And again, my definition of success is how happy a person is with their life, right? Now, I've met a lot of them, and there is one thing that they all have in common that I've found, and that's all of them have trained their mind to deal with anything life throws at them. Right? All of them know how to interpret the world around them and the things that happen.
You're actually training your mind to believe that you can't have the things that you want. So I'm here to tell you today that you can have anything you want, be anyone you want, but you're gonna have to work. Hard work is the universe's great equalizer.
If you keep taking action, in spite of all this stuff that might happen, guess what? Sooner or later, you're gonna start winning.
Stop looking for the easy way. Stop looking for the shortcut, because let me tell you, there ain't one. Hard work is the thing that has leveled the playing field and given the average Joe a shot at a crown.
Train your mind. Train your mind not to focus on the problem and make it bigger, but focus on the solution to solve it. This will make the problem smaller and easier to deal with in your mind, and then it will be solved quicker. You have to work on this daily. Work on how you interpret problems and the things that happen around you. Stay positive, stay focused, and most importantly, stay strong. Life is always gonna throw shit in your way. Things that will test you, things that will make or break you. And you've got two options. You can just stand there and take it, or you can smash through the thing and move on with your life.
You have where you are right now and where you wanna f***ing be. And there's only one road or one path that takes you there, and that's hard work. You have everything you need to have everything you want, but you must get to work.
You can either be a victim of your life or the master of it. The choice is yours.
There is a self-destructive side of yourself. There is a self-destructive side to every single one of us. You can't be here without a shadow. There is no light without shadow. There is no being without shadow. There is no day without night. The self-destructive side of yourself is just as important and intricate to your wholeness as your seemingly more positive or resourceful side. Successful people don't make the right decisions. They make all kinds of bad decisions because successful people have shadows too. The difference between successful people and others is that successful people make their decisions right. And making your decision right begins with taking full responsibility, ownership, and loving your destructive side, your shadow side. Knowing thyself is first, foremost, primary, foundational, and means way more than anything else. When you're ready to be great, greatness shows up in front of your eyes.
Indulge in the pain. Feel the pain. If you've got a broken ankle, just feel the fucking pain. When you're working out, you just like, you want to die. Feel the death happening in you. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat. Because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock, sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in that relationship. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard and die hard.
Making the right decision isn't about fixing yourself or remedying the problem. It is about self-acceptance first. When you can fully accept your shadow and all the things in them, they no longer manipulate you from the dark side, from your ignorance, from your unconscious. When I make this decision and I get this result, what is God trying to show me? What is my inner being trying to reveal to me? What part of myself have I denied and now is manipulating me from the underworld? Your shadows, your destructive side, those things that you have shoved down in your deep dark unconscious oftentimes contain the greatest gifts you've been given. Love your destructive side. Accept your destructive side. Remember that it is equal in part to your light side, and it will always be there. Now, we live in a world that causes us, forces us, conditions us to look outside ourselves for answers. This is normal and natural based on the conditioning we've received, meaning that where I stand is never good enough because I need reference for that to be validated. I need, like you say, relationships, friends, family, school, and work. I need other people, other circumstances, other reflections to show me my worth. This is the fall of man. This is where we lose ourselves, and this is where we get knocked off of our ground, my man. It is never our job to get anyone else to believe in, trust, or accept our stance. It's never our job to be right. It is always our job to be true. If those bad memories come and you notice that an anxiety rises in your belly and chest, then the time is now to do something physically to expel it, to exorcise it. When you see greatness in anyone, what you're seeing is your own self-power personified right before your eyes. I am you, you are me. Together we rise. It doesn't matter if the world is crumbling down around you. It doesn't matter what's happening. You gotta look outside the box. Where are the warriors that say, I'm gonna make a decision and I'm keeping it? Devotion, discipline. Devote yourself to something bigger. Be decisive about what you're gonna do. Say, I'm gonna do it and that's it. And then be disciplined about getting it done every single day, whether you be like it or not.
And they had the nerve to count you out. That's because they didn't understand that your motivation would never let you stay down for the count. It's times like these that we separate the real from the fake. And when it's like you can take a punch and bounce right back because you understand and know exactly what's at stake. It's times like these that we separate the real from the fake. And when it's like you can take a punch, bounce right back, because you understand and know exactly what's at stake. It's money time, baby. And this is for all of the marbles. It's put up or shut up. Survive in advance. Win or go home. And that's why you spend all those hours grinding. That's why you spend all those hours pushing yourself to the limit. You spend all those hours running. That's why you spend all those hours sacrificing. You spend all those hours sweating. Because you know there will be no time for regretting, fretting, or letting yourself or your teammates down. See, you are bound and determined to enter into the realm of greatness that's reserved for you and only you. And so if the day ever comes that you're tired enough to quit, then I need you to act like a car with four flats and retire. I don't think you heard me. I said, if the day ever comes that you are tired enough to quit, then I need you to act like a car with four flats and retire. Next level success is reserved for those that are willing to not start counting the reps until it starts hurting. Not start counting the shots made until their arms are dead tired. Not start counting the sprints until they're already breathing hard. I heard a wise man say, it hurts, but it works. I say when it hurts, then and only then will you start receiving the perks, the accolades, the attaboys, the attagirls, the great jobs, the alley-oop lobs, the celebration parties with the lobster and shish kebabs, the hoisting of the banners, the sizing for the rings, the smiles, the hugs, and all of the love and respect in between. See, some of you out there, you in the dark. And you know what I need you to do for me when you're in the dark, right? Turn the lights on when I'm talking to you, because I don't think you heard me. I said, next level success is reserved for those that are willing to not start counting the reps until it starts hurting. Not start counting the shots made until their arms are dead tired. Not start counting the sprints until they're already breathing hard. So just when they think you're about to throw in the towel,
That's when I need you to recall all of the days that you went that extra mile. All of them days that your friend said you were foul, when you said you couldn't hang out because you were dialed in. You were locked in. You were in a zone. So you had to be strong, because you knew the day would come when you would have to show the world that you could overcome any adversity, any obstacles, any hardships, any setbacks, because you were prepared for any and everything. And you understood that it would be impossible to run with them cheetahs when you're walking with the turtles. You understood that it would be impossible for you to run with the cheetahs when you were walking with the turtles. So your mindset is that of a track star, and that gives you the mental strength to leap over life's hurdles, to power through the speed bumps, to push through the roadblocks, and continue to grind past any and every obstruction that attempts to deter you from your ultimate goal of next level success. So the stresses of the world, you laugh at. The dreams they say are out of your reach, you grab at. The things they say you can't achieve, you take a stab at. And when the bullies of life try to knock you out, you stick and move, and you jab at them. I said the stresses of the world, you laugh at them. The dreams they say are out of your reach, you go and grab at them. The things they say you can't achieve, you take a stab at them. And when the bullies of life try to knock you out, you stick and move, and you jab at them. And on the rare occasion that you take a punch from life and it knocks you down, you dig deep, and then you dig deeper. And then you dig even deeper, because you understand that this is the moment to pick yourself up, push through with determination and grit, because of all your resiliency, commitment, hard work, perseverance, you have now put yourself in position to show the world that you got that dog, and your inner dog has no quit. I said, this is the moment to pick yourself up and push through with determination and grit, because of all your resiliency, commitment, hard work, perseverance, you have put yourself in a position to show the world that you got that dog. And your inner dog has no quit.
I hated jumping out of airplanes. I hated shooting guns. I hated the job as a Navy SEAL. But I did it because I wanted to change myself. Everything I do, I'm not really comfortable doing. But if you choose to go that route, to go be a Navy SEAL, you might as well go be the hardest mother in the world. Because if you're choosing to do something, you have two routes. You can go there and be a little weak person and get through barely, and that's your reputation. Or you can go through the hardest guy you can possibly be, and that's your reputation. So my whole thing is, if you're gonna choose to open that door in Iraq or Afghanistan, open the mother and go in hard. Because they're gonna remember you by slowly opening it and peeking in. So if you're gonna open it and you made the mind to open it, don't crack it open. Open the door, go in. That's with life. If you're choosing to do something, attack it. Because they're gonna remember you as not attacking it. So I want to be remembered. You can hate me, but one thing you can't say about me, I didn't attack it. So that's the mentality you have. If you're gonna do something, you might as well attack it, because you can do it anyway.
Right.
Who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.